from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
But the cream will rise to the top, oh yeah. I am the cream. Yeah, let me say it, yeah. Let me say it out loud. The cream of the crop. I am the cream. I am the cream, yeah. The cream of the crop. I'm on my way. On balance.
Man, Macho Man. Even me, my not real avid pro wrestling watching self.
They don't make promos like that no more, man.
They don't do it like that anymore, man. They just
man,
don't.
We just got to keep playing the old ones.
He's talking about the Astros, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you know he's talking about the Astros? Play that again, Byron. This is talking about the Astros. Absolutely.
The cream will rise to the top, oh yeah. I am the cream. Yeah, let me say it, yeah. Let me say it out loud. The cream of the crop. I am the cream. I am the cream, yeah. The cream of the crop. I'm on my way. On balance.
Alex Bregman told us. I want to say it was late May. He was in some awful.
He was in
awful funk.
Yeah.
And he said, the cream always rises to the top as he kind of talks post game, you know, sort of monotone and all that stuff.
And yeah, I was going to say that too. He didn't really say it with a lot of confidence.
That's the way he does all interviews.
Yeah, that's how he is.
I think he's just sort of kind of protects himself that's how he does it.
Yeah.
But he said cream was going to rise to the top. Well,
it sure did. Overflowed.
They are stunning people right now. Not even surprising people. Stunning people. And I've said this before. I don't care how much confidence you have. You know, some of the biggest fans, Astros fans I know were like, I know Astros fans that bleed orange. Like,
yeah,
they were watching every game when they were losing 100.
Mm-hmm.
And even they, in their heart of hearts, had to say, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to get there this year.
You have people like Sean Bergiani. He's one of those people that, you know, it take a lot for him to be out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was kind of like, man.
He was only had a foot out.
Yeah. I think so. I wouldn't say he was totally out and saying blow up the team, but I think he was kind of like, I'm not sure about this team.
Well, everybody was. Like, you'd be lying if you said you weren't.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say you weren't, you're lying. You know, like you might have been confident, hey, maybe they can get here. Maybe they can just make a little hay, and who knows what happens in the second half of the season if they can climb a little bit, steadily, gradually, whatever. But you weren't saying, boy, you know, come August 16th, they're going to be clear in the division. Not just, you know, going ahead. They're now clear. Like the Mariners are in their rearview mirror, and the Astros are stepping on the gas.
Yeah, I don't think nobody could have painted this picture before.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you could have said they was going to pick it up and then eventually be in there, but, no, they were out of it, like, late.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, man, because I was over here like, man, they need to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, it's no way they can come back and be dominant like that.
Yeah. And so as we sit here, they are now 65 and 55. again, 10 games over 500. Yeah, 10 games over. They were what, 7-19 to start the year, something like that?
This sounds like a normal Astros season.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're 10 games over 500.
They back to normal.
And the other thing that even when they started showing some life, you still didn't have a lot of confidence because they lost all these pitchers. See, that's the other factor that if you say, oh, yeah, they'll get there, you're lying.
Yeah.
You know, because they had two dudes.
Oh, you know that was going to get there with Spencer Arrighetti?
Yes. Yes, exactly. And Jake Bloss and, you know, bullpen games. Sometimes they went back to back.
Oh, you knew Blanco was going to be a beast like this.
Of course.
Right?
Who didn't? You know, and Hunter Brown was giving up 5 runs in a third of an inning. Hey, don't worry about it. There'll be 10 games above 500 in August. Okay. Sure. But they are. Yeah. And we also were thinking, okay, well, maybe even if they get back into it, I mean, the Orioles and the Yankees are, they're just out there. You'll never catch them. You'll never even be in the hunt. You know, the Guardians are a hell of a team. You'll never be in the same conversation. Well, they're the Guardians, the Yankees, and the Orioles have 72 wins as we're sitting here right now. The Astros have 65. They're in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like they're getting into the neighborhood. They're hanging a hard left into the neighborhood.
Yeah, and it could be a stretch right now, mm-hmm. but they have a chance to catch up with those guys, mm-hmm. be in the ballpark, and that will be close to the best record in the league.
Yeah.
It's right there. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to have you gonna need some help from those guys to lose.
Well,
but it's right there,
it's
man.
Right there.
It's not impossible.
And oh, by the way, you've got the White Sox the next 3 days, starting today, tomorrow, 6 p.m. game, Sunday. They're going to have Fromber on the hill tomorrow. Hunter Brown, Spencer Arrighetti tonight. You know, there was a time when we would face the White Sox. The Astros would face the White Sox, and we're like, hopefully they can win 2 out of 3. No, they got a sweep now, and that's the expectation because they're in the, you know, because of how they're playing and everything. So that's 11 straight. That's 11 straight wins that they would have if they sweep the White Sox. And then the Red Sox come into town, and you just swept them. So they are there. They're making hay. They're getting it done. They're, like I said, they're clear now, you know, by 3 games, and it's going to grow in front of the Mariners. So now what? Like it's Bregman and Yordan have been carrying the load. Starting pitching has been carrying the load. Pretty much no names before the season has been carrying the load.
Yeah, and plus a guy that they traded for with an awful record where I'm like, man, why are they trading for
Kikuchi.
This guy? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you had that on your bingo card too.
I sure did because I know everybody was, you know, making a big fuss about what they gave up.
Mm-hmm.
I really wasn't making that big of a fuss about that. Yeah. I was making more of a fuss about, man, look at these guys' numbers.
Yeah.
Like, dog, he is bad. Like, you traded this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I mean, who cares who you traded to get this guy? But I'm like, look at the guy you bringing in. He is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the last couple starts he had.
Mm-hmm.
And I was totally wrong. So it's a clear reason why I'm not a GM or a scout.
Yeah.
Because they felt like this guy would be perfect for this situation. And right now he is.
Yeah. And so you got Bregman going nuts. And you've got Jordan doing his thing. You still got to do more, though. Like to be, like, they are that team. They're showing the gene, as I've said oftentimes. But I still think you got to do more. I think this is going to happen. I mean, it's just got to happen. It's inevitable. You know, somebody said earlier, you know, the Astros are inevitable, and they proved to be that. I think Jose Altuve is inevitable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think not only do it need to happen, I think it can happen. Mm-hmm. It's not like a thing where, remember back then we were saying Bregman, you know, he need to get it going. We had no faith in Bregman. Yes. We thought that's who Bregman was, just mm-hmm. kind of struggling, looking for another deal, and probably won't get it, probably last year.
We wondered if we'd get anything.
Yeah. 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 We just thought that's what Bregman was, just a guy.
Yeah.
But Jose Altuve, he will get it.
Yes, he will get it.
We just kind of waiting on. He's just going through his little slump right now, mm-hmm. or playing okay baseball. But yeah. Nah, he will get it, man. That's a Hall of Famer right there.
Now, it does get a little dicey. If you're going to be in the hunt like you are now, and you're going to start looking at the Yankees and the Orioles and the Guardians as like targets, of guys that you can make them shake in their boots a little bit. You got to get a better out of Ryan Pressly. Like, you have to get more out of Ryan Pressly, or at least consistency.
Yeah, that's where I kind of like it. I'm not, I have no faith in Ryan Pressly, or Ryan Stressly,
yeah.
as some people like to say.
Yeah.
If we do get it, then that's a great thing, but I just have no faith in there. Every time he go out there on the mound, I'm just like, man, I don't know what we getting out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I damn near cover my eyes whenever he throw a pitch. But, if he could get that, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I just don't see it. I think it's always going to be inconsistent.
Yeah. You also have to get more out of, well, or do something with Chaz McCormick. Now, the Astros did make a move, a pretty significant one. It's one of their better prospects that they brought up, Shea Whitcomb, but he's an infielder. Like, I think he's only played 10 or 11 games in the outfield. He's a shortstop, second baseman. Well, they seem to have a shortstop and a second baseman right now.
Yeah.
So either a utility guy, or maybe they're going to tinker with him in the outfield or somewhere else. But that's going to be very interesting to watch. If you can just, like, you're pulling, you know, you're putting your own D'Amico pixie dust on some of these pitchers. If you could somehow find a way to make an answer in the outfield.
Yeah, Chaz just looked like a dead man walking, man. He's done. I never seen so many. He's kind of getting that Jose Abreu treatment at this point,
mm-hmm.
where people was like, "Why is he out there, man?"
Yeah,
it's a sad thing to watch. And I guess they got to figure something out. They trying to hold the boat up a little bit until Kyle Tucker.
That's the next thing I was gonna say.
I don't know when that's going to happen, so maybe that's why they bringing somebody else up.
Here's the thing with Kyle Tucker. I've always been frustrated and kind of, you know, amused by the way the Astros consistently lie about injuries, and Kyle Tucker is one of the best examples of that. You know, deep bone bruise day to day. Well, it's been 2.5 months. So I've kind of just been, like, laughing about it. But I never thought, is he going to come back? I thought he would come back at some point.
Me too.
But they were just, you know, taking a lot of time, or, you know, the healing process, or he broke a bone and he just needed to get it back or whatever. Now I'm kind of in the area where I'm like, is he going to come back?
Yeah, and maybe this could be the wrong thing to do, but I had trusted the Astros when they said, oh, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, just the
– yeah.
You know,
you learned from that.
Yeah. So now I'm like, man, I thought it was going to be about a good 2 or 3 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
It's looking like it's about to be a 2 or 3 months.
I'm already to a point where I'm like, hell, I don't know if he's even coming back.
Yeah. Like me, I will prepare to, you know, not have a Kyle
mm-hmm.
Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to sit there and say, you know what, let's just hold it down. He'll be back.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, man.
Yeah.
Just watching those videos of him walking out there, he don't look like somebody that's ready to roll.
Yeah.
And not ready to roll anytime soon.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Yeah, I will prepare like he's not coming back. And just focus on who we have right now. Now, if he do come back, that's a great thing. That's fine money.
Yeah, it'll be a surprise now.
Yeah, so now I don't want to sit there and just like, man, we need to hurry up because we need Kyle Tucker to come back right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to count on that.
Now, the good news is one more rehab start for Justin Verlander, actually in Corpus Christi this time, which is interesting. But either way, one more for Justin Verlander. And I think he's coming back. He'll be back this coming weekend. So
that will be some fine money right there, because these
just give me five.
These pitchers been they've been money the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
And if you could get Justin Verlander, not Cy Young, Justin Verlander, if so, that would be great. But if you could give me five innings, give me five, maybe six innings. Mm-hmm. That's stretching it to me.
Yeah,
I'm good. They in a good place, man.
Yeah. It's fun, man. It's fun times there. It's fun times certainly going to be at NRG tomorrow. And hell, the Rocket schedule came out. It looks pretty good for them, too, at least to start the year. 11 out of 17 games at home to start the year. Hell yeah.
Let's go get some national love, too.
They are. 11 nationally broadcast games as well.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. All right, let's go around the NFL. And Noah Lyles, boy, he is ticking off a lot of people just consistently, man. You're going to hear his response to what Tyreek Hill said about he can beat him. And I got it. We got to start the regular season. It's getting into silly season on the broadcast world. Next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.